play the way you're playing, all right?
In retirement, you make the decision when the call comes to return to full-time coaching. Why come back?
I don't know. It's when we started discussing it and everything, when I retired, it wasn't because I didn't like coaching football. I love coaching football. You know, we thought about it for a while. My wife and I thought about it for a while, and we decided it would be a good thing to do, and so we're doing it.
If it had been someone other than Bill and the Patriots on the other end of the line, would you have thought about it?
I probably wouldn't have thought about it. There's no way we're moving. There's no way I'm going. And if I took a job anywhere but in New England, I would be going by myself because we got two grandkids here. You know, we're not leaving them, and we don't want to. You know, our daughter lives here. We're not doing that. So, and Bill, you know, to me, Bill's an easy guy to work for, and I have a huge respect for him. And you know, I guess from that standpoint, all the stars were in alignment, and it was easy to do.
In those 2 years, how much did you miss just being with the guys in your room and on the field and teaching and coaching football, doing what you did so well for 3+ decades?
As I said, I love football, and part of it is the relationship with the players, being in the meeting room, being on the practice field, and the games. All that's great. All that's great. But I knew also what I had given up relative to getting off the bus at 4 o'clock in the morning from an away game and walking in and working until midnight the next night. You know, I mean, I knew that part of it. So from that standpoint, you know, okay, there's certain things you're always going to miss. I miss the relationship with all the people in the building. I think that was the two things that were really the hardest things to get used to were, number one, you had to force yourself to slow down because the lifestyle that you had lived for a long time was so frenetic and fast-paced, and you're trying to do things, so many things. And then the other thing is, you know, the people that you deal with every day goes from a lot. You know, walking through the hallway to come here, you see people that you know to, you know, a very small amount. You know, that you had to get used to that. And but like I said, you know, we thought about it. I knew what we were getting. We both knew what we were getting back into, and we're pleased to be here.
One of the things that's always evident in watching the video of you on the sideline during a game is the passion and the demand for excellence. When you watched the game, assuming you watched the last couple of years when the Patriots were playing, how did you see it? A fan? A coach?
You can't take the coaching out of it, and I'm not talking about the specifics of coaching a certain group of players. Now, obviously, the offensive linemen. I think I looked at it more from a overall coaching perspective, you know, situational stuff, more from that context than I think, you know, really looking at guys up close and saying, well, you know, he's stepping with the wrong foot or he's doing this or, boy, that was great, whatever it was. You know, I think I just looked at more of it from a fan and then from a coaching perspective, situational football standpoint.
Though you were away from your full-time role, you were nonetheless involved. You were consulting. We saw your picture at the Georgia Tech Pro Day last year before the draft, right, working out Shaq Mason. So you had some involvement with some guys you'll now coach.
Right.
How much does that help the transition back into the full-time role?
Well, you know, not so much because my involvement with guys like Trey Jackson and Shaq was more to go work them out and meet with them and see, you know, what kind of football intelligence they have and what kind of people that they are and what kind of a fit they would be here within this program. So as a consultant may be a little bit big for that term. I was a scout, and I went and evaluated players, you know, because Bill asked me to, and it was fine for that amount of time I did. I think I did it for a month, and that was fine. You know, it was great, but I don't think it just said, man, this is really, boy, I'd just love to be doing this again, because as we talked about when I walked in here, you know, you do a lot of traveling and that stuff too, so, but it was all right.
How about this year, the process leading up to the draft and your work with young men who the Patriots may draft or sign as undrafted players? Did it change your perspective from the last couple of years, now knowing these are guys you're going to coach, not just scout?
Well, I think that the number one thing, this is my own philosophy, but it's always been that. To me, the bottom line is this a guy you'd really like to be around, a guy you'd really like to coach? And I think one of the great things that you could offer to someone who asks you your opinion of a player's ability is, you know, I really like this guy. I really like this player, and I like what he brings to the table, and I'd like to see him on the team. And or not. And I think that that's pretty much the way you have to approach it, because I think that pretty much nails it down, you know. And if you don't have those feelings, and you have to say it, you have to be up front, you have to tell them exactly how you feel.
One of the best that you coached here in New England, Logan Mankins, recently said, the young guys on this team are in for a rude awakening. Is he right?
I don't know. I'm going to leave that up to them, you know. I think that, you know, we're going to practice a certain way, and I hope if we do that, which is really up-tempo, and, you know, our practices are driven by two things, you know, developing techniques, developing a playing style, maybe three things, and then they're really conditioning the players to play at the highest level. So and I'm not saying that's different than anyone else. I'm just saying that's the way we're going to approach it. We've always approached it that way. So the bottom line is, you know, you want to see the way you practice on the game tapes. And because if you practice the way we want it done and you make it habitual for them, then you have a chance to play that way in the game, and hopefully it'll work out.
What about the notion of last year's team, the injuries they had to face? When you watched the team a year ago, that offensive line struggled through so much adversity, and then late in the year had its struggles on the field, especially in the AFC Championship game. Is it fixable, that offensive line that struggled so?
I think first off, that Dave did an unbelievable job, given the hand he was dealt last year, to have that many injuries and to move people in so many different places. I think, and to win 13 games and to be in the AFC Championship game and lose by 2 points, I think that's highly admirable. And I really respect, you know, what they were able to do and what he was able to get done. And so having said that, I think that every snap that every one of those guys took last year, in particular the young guys, Sebastian over at left tackle, you know, others in multiple places, all that counts for something. And it counts for something going forward. And it's experience, it's heat, you know, things that are done in the heat of the battle, hopefully that will serve us well going forward. So, you know, I think it all counts for something, and we're going to hopefully make it count for something and hopefully, you know, get the most out of these guys.
OTA's right around the corner. How eager are you to get back on the field?
I'm really looking forward to it. I like being on the field. I like the meetings. I like going in the meetings. They may not like it, but I like it. And because I think that's where you teach the game. And then when we get on the field, that's where you, you know, not only teach the game, but you develop the way you want them to play. So I love that part of it. I'm really looking forward to that.
Dante, good to have you back. Thanks so much for your
time,
and all the best.
Appreciate it. Yeah,
thanks so much.
A lot.